Oh, it's windy and cold. I'm walking on a riverbank at the moment near Offord, Darcy. I just spotted a swan fly into some power lines and then land injured in the field that I was walking nearby. It was through the other side of a hedge, so I thought I'd better phone the RSPCA. I actually geotagged my position, screen grabbed a map showing which direction I was facing, then took a photograph as best I could with the only phone I had on me, which is the iPhone, showing the swan and its location, and then tweeted that. And I thought, well, that's all the... And I geotagged the tweet, and I thought, well, that's more than enough information for them to know what's going on. And I added context in the form of just a tweet saying what had happened and what I'd seen. But phoning the RSPCA, which is apparently what you're meant to do, and that's been backed up by the person I tweeted all that information to on Twitter. I don't know if it's a PR company or there's someone who actually works for the RSPCA. They told me, could I phone? That wasn't a very good experience at all. In fact, I think that swan's going to just die there. That's what I'm feeling. I've walked away from it. I've stood there for, I don't know how long, but my hands are numb. And I'm thinking, well, at least if I get to the road, I can show them how to get in to the actual location, and standing there waiting for them to maybe drive around and not realise they've got to actually get out of the car and walk a little bit. So initially the woman, who very helpful, very polite, saying, can you tell me the situation? I said, yeah, first of all, you've got to go through a robot that says, is this animal still there? Because they waste a lot of time. Robot's telling me they waste a lot of time going to areas and the animal's gone. And I'm like, yes, the animal is there. I'm looking at it right now. And the robot gives me a person, friendly person, who asked me to tell her where it is. I says, I've got a grid reference. She says, oh, well, that's not really any good to me. Can I go to the website? I'm like, what? Can I go to the website? And while she's talking, I go to the website, and there's a mediocre mobile version of the RSPCA website. She says, go to my RSPCA, and then I go to my RSPCA, and I have to register. And I'm thinking, can you just tell me who I should call or who I should email the details to? And she says, oh, we don't have email here. So can you tell me the email address? I've got email. I haven't got access to that information. Every question, they didn't have access to that information. Well, can you just forward my tweet to somebody? We don't have access to that kind of technology. And I'm like, how on earth do you help animals? Jeez, I'm just thinking of every time I've gone and dropped a coin into a dog's head outside a shop, or I used to be a member of the a dog charity at the moment, but I, not the RSPCA, used to be, and I'm wondering where my money went. I'm sure it went on homes and, you know, areas and vets and things, and maybe spaying programs, who knows. But I wish it had gone on communication, because that was a really frustrating experience, mainly because I'm here doing my citizenly job. I'm sure they're probably overwhelmed with the amount of animal abuse and crazy stuff that goes on in the UK, because we're probably overflowing with pets. And I can't even do that effectively. I'm offering more information than they probably are used to, but there's no reason why they shouldn't take that. Train. So, what do I do? I asked her if she'd kindly write down the grid reference and find a way of emailing it somehow, or passing it on down the phone to the people who, you know, who need to come to this location. But I felt very, I don't know, I felt like I was just, you know, I might as well just been talking to the tree next to me, because that's got more chance of at least sheltering the animal, if not helping it. So it stood up a couple of times, and I'm hoping it was just stunned. But, you know, on the half an hour I was there, it looked like it tried to work. Its wings were okay. It stretched its wings out. At least they seemed to be okay. But it didn't seem to be able to walk very well. So I've tweeted RSPCA and said, look, I offer you my services free of charge. I will come and consult on, you know, find a path through this communication dilemma And it is just a dilemma. I'm sure it's easily fixable. It'd be interesting to see if there are any other charities, organisations doing a similar kind of thing, who do have a kind of open for all app where you can just dial stuff through. And there was a number of walkers on the path who may well have phoned the same case through. If there was an app that knew geographically tagged issues, it could basically say, is this a swan? Is this a swan that's hit power lines? And, oh, we'll add your information to this case. But, I don't know, all these things. Simple to do. Maybe just no one's thought of them yet. Right, I'm going to get to the road and see if I can see an RSPCA van. Who knows? I hope so. I really hope so, for the swan's sake. I would have, you know, if any smaller animal, I would have approached, picked it up, you know, secured it, protected it, and told them to come and pick it up. But I don't know, I'm not really trained to wrestle swans, and I hear bad things about those that do have a go at getting close. Okay, onwards. Got to find a way across a river and a railway track.